Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chalad Abchas. So we are starting Zion Obeis about six lines up from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah of Imlav Asur Nad Shev Yomer Abba. And Vilnius Daf is near the end of Dalon Obeis. And today's office sponsor Lili Neshmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah told us that Vimlav, if the grain had not taken root before the Omer, it's also to be eaten until the next year's Omer. So Reb Lazar asked the following question: Maushi Yavi Omer Mehen, is the next year's Omer allowed to be brought from this grain? On one hand, it should be allowed to because it's being matured by the Omer. It's not permitted to eat until the Omer is brought. On the other hand, maybe it shouldn't be allowed to because it took root in the previous year and it's not considered this year's grain. So Gemara right away asks on Reb Lazar's question, if Shur Lomer, is it even possible to say this? We know that Chadash V'Yashon ain't Tarmim Asr Mizel Zeh. If we have new grain from this year and old grain from last year, we can't take Truma and Meiser off from one for the other. Va'at Omer Hachin, and you're saying this? You're suggesting the grain that took root last year should be allowed to be used as the Omer for this year? That's question number one, Reb Lazar. And question number two is based off of Reb Lazar's assumption that anything which is being permitted by the Omer could be used as the Karbon Omer. So a Seven, they asked, Hare Shar HaMinim, regarding all other Minim, Hare Ein Tolim BaOmer, they're Tali in the Omer, you're not allowed to eat any other type of grain until the Karbon Omer is brought, Ve'ein Omer BaMehen, but the Omer is not allowed to be brought from them. And so how are you, Reb Lazar, suggesting that maybe the Omer is allowed to be brought from this barley that took root last year? Just because it's going to be matured by the Omer, that doesn't mean the Omer could be brought from it. However, Chasam Alpha on the top, the Gemara tells us that this is not a valid question. Loy, that's not so, because if you're going to say that other minim that are being matured by the Omer can't be used as the Omer, that's because they're not kosher for the Omer because they are either wheat, spelt, oats, or rye. But are you going to say the same thing with barley? It is kosher to be brought for the Omer. So this is not a valid question on Reb Lazar. Now, bottom line, what's the answer to Reb Lazar's question? So we have two very similar answers. Chavraya the Chachamim said, B'shem Reb Lazar, the Pasuk tells us, Reishis Ketzircha, and what do we learn from here? The Omer is referred to as Reishis Ketzircha, the beginning of your cutting, and that tells us that the Omer cannot be from the end of your cutting, namely, it can't be from this grain that took root last year already, and we're ready almost a full year later, and we're bringing the Karbon Omer. The Omer has to be brought from much newer, fresher grain, not from something that took root so long ago. Whereas Reb Zeir says B'shem Reb Lazar, he tells us a very similar answer to Reb Lazar. The Pasuk tells us in regards to the Omer, Bikurin. It has to be considered Bikurin, which is the first fruits, and Ein Elu Bikurin, these are not considered the first, because they took root last year. The Gemara asks, "Man nafik b'nei'hun." What's the difference between these two different pshatim? They both seem to be telling us the same exact thing. And the answer is, "Avar v'hevi." Let's say they were over and they brought the Karbon Omer from this grain that took root last year. Al etayin de chavraya pasul. According to the Chachamim's quote of Reb Lazar, it would actually be pasul. And that's because the pasuk tells us reishis ketzircha twice. And so we learn from that extra time that even b'diyeved it's pasul. Whereas al daite de Reb Zeira kasher. According to Reb Zeira's quote of Reb Lazar, it would be kasher because since the pasuk only says bikurin once, we would say that b'diyeved, if it was brought from this old grain, it's okay. Now the Gemara just addresses Divrei Chachamim. What about the Chachamim? This was Reb Lazar's question, but what would the Chachamim hold in regards to this grain that took root last year? Could it be used for this next year's Omer or not? Reb Yisrael Rabun quotes Reb Chia, who says, "B'shem Ravin Bar Chia, Vein Shevi'u Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah." The answer of using this old grain for the Omer is only if it grew a third before this year's Rosh Hashanah. That's considered like last year's grain, and it's not to be brought for this year's Omer. Avol Mevi'u Shlish L'Acha Rosh Hashanah, if it only grew a third of its growth after Rosh Hashanah, so ha'omer b'mehen, the omer is allowed to come from them because it's considered new grain from this year. Moving on to halacha beis, continuing to talk about these five minim of grain. The Mishnah tells us ha'eichel mehen kezayis matzah pesach. Somebody who eats a kezayis of matzah from these grains on Pesach yatzei dechavasei, he's yatzei chiyav of matzah. Whereas kezayis chametz chayv bikares. If he ate a kezayis of chametz of these grains on Pesach, he's chayv kares. Now let's say nisarv echel mehen b'chol haminim, one of these five minim of grain gets mixed in with some sort of other min, like rice or legumes or something like that. Hareza over Pesach, he's over on Pesach, the Isser of Bal Yura Bal Yimotze. That's the Isser of having chametz on Pesach, but he's not going to be over kares because he doesn't have a full kezayis of one min by itself. Another din, which is machoikes, hanoi de menapas u menatvua, asur bahen div Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that if a person makes a neder from bread or from tevua, which is usually translated as grain, so he's asur in these things, in these five minim. Whereas machamarim, the Chum tell us, hanoi de menadagon, ene asur el mehen. If a person makes a neder from dagon, he's usher only in these five things. Now, Reb Meir argues with this and holds that if a person makes a neder from dagon, he's iver in anything which is midgan, which literally means turned into a pile. As according to Reb Meir, he would actually be usher not only in these five minim of grain, he would also be usher in kidneys and the like, which are turned into piles. And lastly, the Mishnah concludes, v'chav and b'chal v'maisris, these things are chayv and chal and meiser. And the only reason why this is mentioned now is because since later Mishnayos will mention things that are pater and meiser and chayv and chala, or pater and chala and chayv in meiser. Here we mention, even though we know this already, that these five minim are chayv and chala and in meisres. Tzangmar tells us, Amar Yaakov Rezavdi, Yaakov Rezavdi suggests, based off our Mishnah, Zoyser Meres, it seems to be that it's telling us, Shaloikin al chalas and dvar Torah, the one is going to get malchus on their chala midai raisa. What's this referring to? So if you remember, previously we had a machloikas, let's say a person has the shear of chala, but it's only because we have a combination of different minim. Our question was, if a non-kohen eats that chala, is going to be chayv malchus midai raisa? And so it seems to be over here, says Yaakov Rezavdi, that we have an answer to that. A person will get malchus on that midai raisa because he understands the first line of our Mishnah of ha'oichol mehen kizayis matzah pesach as referring to if a person eats a kizayis of a combination of all these different types of grains. So then he's going to be yotzei his chiyuv of matzah, and by that same token, if he eats a combination of these things of chametz, he'd be chayv kares. So that clearly tells us that when we have a combination altogether, that's a chiyuv midai raisa. Same thing would be applied to challah seemingly. However, the Gemara Chasam Beis on top tells us, Rav Yirmiya says, b'shem Rav Chiya Bar Va, Tifter, we'd explain our Mishnah as follows, she'achol kizayis mizeh u kizayis mizeh, is actually not referring to eating a combined kizayis of many different types of minim. It's simply telling us that if a person eats a kizayis of wheat, or a kizayis of barley, or a kizayis of oats, spelt or rye, all separately, so then he's going to be chayiv, and this previous reading of the Mishnah is simply incorrect. Whereas Amar Rav Yesi suggests, afilu tamer kizayis mikulhen. We can even read our Mishnah like we just tried doing so previously, that if he eats a combined kizayis out of all of these, he'd be chayiv for eating chametz on Pesach. But we still can't learn anything from there to challah. Why is that? Shani hi shekul l'shem chametz. This case is different, because all of them are referring to the isra of chametz, namely all of them have an equal isra to eat them because they're chametz, and therefore, even though we only have a kizayis of combined minim, nonetheless he's going to be iver, as opposed to challah. However, now the Gemara tells us this can't be, because mechal v'shitas Rabbi Yosi, it turns out this would be a stira in the shita Rabbi Yosi, because Tamanu Amar, earlier on he said, shnei dvarim rabim al echad u'mevatal noisai, the two things are going to be considered a roiv over one and be mevatal it. That's referring to when we have many minim altogether, two of them are going to outweigh one, and we're not going to have a chiyuv. And v'hachu Amar hachin, over here he's saying this, here he's saying that specifically by chametz, we're not going to have a roiv being mevatal something smaller to not have a chiyuv, and therefore Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbon, kenei masnisa, so you're right, this is what our Mishnah is talking about, our original answer of Rav Yirmiya b'shem Rav Chiya Bar Va, I kizayis mizeh u kizayis mizeh, that he's eating a kizayis of this alone or a kizayis of that alone, and not a combined kizayis of different minim. Now we go on to explain the end of the Mishnah, where we had said, hanoidim min apas v'chulu, and we had this machloikis rameir and the chachamim. So I think we're asked a question, hanoidim min apas min atvua, asr b'chol kirabanon? Does that mean that the person makes a nether from pas and tvua, he'd be asr in everything according to the rabbanon? What does this mean? So from the simple reading of the Mishnah, it's mashma, the chum argue with Rav Meir that one is only usher to eat these five minim if he uses the lashon dagon. But if he uses neither from pas, he isn't allowed to eat any minim, even beyond the five minim of grain. For example, he's not allowed to even eat bread made out of rice or bread made out of beans. And that doesn't make too much sense because when a person says pas, he usually refers only to regular bread and not to bread made out of other minim. So how do we understand this machlokes in the Mishnah? So Rabbi Chiya tells B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kinei masnisa, this is what the Mishnah is telling us. We have to add in a word for the proper girsa. Af hanoidim min hadagon einei aser el mehem. All the Chum are doing is agreeing to Rav Meir and then adding on. Not only if a person makes a neder from pas and tevuah is he aser only in the five minim, but even if his neder is from dagon, he's also only aser in these five minim of grain and not any more than that. And it's on that part that Rav Meir's arguing that if he makes a neder from dagon, he's also aser from other minim beyond the five minim of grain. Now we clarify this fellow's neder. Remember, he was neither from either pas or tevua, which means that whatever the nether is by pas, it has to be the same nether by tevua, and vice versa. So the Gemara asks, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to? In Ba'imar Pas Taira, if the person had said, I'm not going to eat anything considered bread by the Taira, so me'ata afa imar tevua Taira, based off of that, it means he made a nether, he's not going to eat anything considered tevua by the Taira, and therefore yehe asr bakol, it should be asr in many more things, dechsevu tevua sakarem. The pasuk says, tevua sakarem, calling grapes tevua, and that means that when he's nether from tevua, he should be asr in grapes as well, but the Mishnah says very clearly, he's only asr in bread of the five minim. And imba oimer pastam, if you want to say that all the person said is that I'm not going to eat bread, and that's the only thing he said, nothing more than that, well then ein lecha kari pastam el chitun usarim belvad. The only thing that's called regular bread is wheat and barley bread, and not even bread from rye, spelt, and oats. So we shouldn't be chayv in those other three minim. Bottom line is, what did the fellow say? That he asered himself from pas and from tvua, and he's asered in all five minim, not more, but not less. Tesamad alfa on top. Amr Rabbi Yosi explains, kiyamta explain the Mishnah as follows. B'makam sha'echlin pas koil. This is talking about a fellow who's in a locale, he's in a place where they eat bread made out of everything. Not only the five minim of grain, but also rice bread and bean bread and things like that. And it's in such a locale that ein l'cha kari pas stam el chamesh saminim bilvad. The only thing that's called plain bread is something that's made out of the five minim. So it's in this unique location that when you say pas stam, it means bread made out of one of the five grains, and that's when a person makes a nether from just plain old bread, he's also in these five minim, not more, but not less either. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. Going back to talking about challah, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.